Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for April 8th, 2015. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. We're coming to you on podcast delay. This is about 3 days later than usual. And we have a little song here by Judo Fuse to commemorate that.
Another podcast delay. Now that Jerry's gone off the top supply. And now that Kickstarter's gotten him paid, he's left us littles behind this ride.
You can tell a lot of work went into that lyric.
Waiting on a podcast delay is like bowling pot, a ticking clock. Promises are only 50-50. One more deadline passes by. All of this, I guess it's fine with me.
Right.
I hope that's one lesson we can all take away from that song. This podcast is free, and I appreciate that Judo Fuse for that lovely intro there. Today's episode of the TK Jingles Podcast is brought to you by Obscurity Records and their latest teen sensation, Clyde Ankle. Obscurity Records, getting talentless teen idols radio airtime since 1955. And if you don't know what that means, go check out the Payola Roll Blues. Stan Freeberg just passed away. One of the original parody music guys doing skits and stuff on the radio and vinyl back in the day. And that's one where one of his classic bits was about how the Payola Roll scandals and DJs being paid to play records and basically the whole send-up of how terrible rock and roll music is. And it's pretty funny just hearing how wrong he was, you know, because the whole joke is that now that Payola was exposed, all this rock and roll garbage was going to go away. And in fact, it was only in its infancy. But nonetheless, really talented guy, funny guy. It's a sad day. And if you've never heard that before, that's one of my favorite bits of his. Quick update on the Kickstarter. We've got 2 days left. If you want a shirt, if you want a shot glass, if you want any of the nonsense that's up there, I really don't intend to maintain an e-store. So once a year, there's a window that's going to be open. If I do this again to get some of this swag, it helps support the website and all the time and energy that goes into this. So if you like what you hear, it is free. You're welcome to attend that event for free. But if you want some swag or some of that stuff just to show your support or just because you happen to like it, go check it out. You only got a couple of days left. Today's episode is chock full of music because we pushed it back a few days. I was delayed for some personal reasons, but also, you know, the TK Jingles podcast has traditionally come out on Mondays because my theory was always that folks listened to Tony and by Sunday afternoon had exhausted their podcast content, even with the delay, and Monday morning on the drive to work needed something else to listen to. At least that's the situation I was always in. Now that Tony's not on delay anymore, I don't know. I'm thinking that Wednesday might be a good day to release this. So you can send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com, if you have any preference at all. I mean, it's free, so I might not listen to you. As Elliot Oshansky asked me on Twitter, did you delay your podcast on purpose just a little so I'd have something to kvetch about? No, you know, I really just had a lot of stuff going on. So this episode is going to be jam full of music because we're a couple of days delayed. Next week, we're going to have a featured segment with Joe Arrow. It's going to be pretty cool. And I'm sure loads of awesome new music from everybody. So without further ado, let's get to the tunes. We're going to start with what's going to end up being an all-timer here, I think, the Big Rock Cocaine Planet by Hampton. And the story about the golden tickets to heaven and, you know, the folks, you know, trying to wear a wire to bust Jesus in a cocaine bust. A pretty spectacular story. And Hampton does a brilliant job with this jingle, which was abbreviated on Tony's show, so you hear the whole thing here. Then my original podcast delay song, Glory Days, I actually got a tweet from John Horn when the podcast delay was over, saying the day the delay died, and that triggered an idea to do the American Pie jingle, so I went off and wrote that. But my original idea had been to do Glory Days, but I didn't really have time to get around to either of them. So, you know, when I finally sat down to do the American Pie one, I did that first because I thought that was a better idea. But then the Glory Days I got to over this past weekend, and you know, luckily it made the show in our abbreviated week of TK. Then this next one's going to get me in trouble. A parody of I Will Survive by Elliot with KJ Onstad on vocals. This is one of those songs that Michelle has asked me. She says, if you ever want me to do a jingle for you to sing one of those stupid things, it's got to be a song I like to sing, like I Will Survive or You're So Vain or At 17 or, you know, some song like that she loves to sing. And I could never think of anything that would go well for Tony with I Will Survive. And then lo and behold, this Cheese Boy tune I Will Transcribe is perfect. So Elliot and KJ, kudos to you. And hopefully Michelle doesn't hear this episode and hear that song. Then Ron Moretti and Dan Simpson are back with another awesome Johnny Cash jingle, The Man in White. And Ron's lyrics are just so creative and always just so funny and just wonderful. And, of course, the Johnny Cash impression is just ridiculously good. Then we have John Neiswinger with a very obscure Billy Joel song, A Room of Our Own, which I was quite surprised. There is a performance track. John does all the piano live, obviously. This is from the Nylon Curtain album, and if you haven't noticed from listening to this podcast, I'm a huge Billy Joel fan, have every album, every bootleg, every possible thing, and that's the one album that, other than maybe Scandinavian Skies, even Allentown I don't like. It's an album that's lost on me. The only one, I mean, maybe The Bridge I'm not that big into either, but this is a good cut from that album. And I think that it's really well suited for the lyrics John put to it. So I think it fits well here. It's a good tune. And then Brad Weiss with You Can't Always Get What You Want about Tony and his Marriott Rewards Point saga. And then Ben V, who his tunes are few and far between, but every one of them is hilarious. And this is his take on the end of the podcast delay called I'll Still Listen Tomorrow, which is just perfect. So we have these seven songs up front. Then we're going to have a featured segment on songs that have been performed completely from scratch. We've got three bonus tunes and then a mailbag. So stick around. It's going to be an awesome podcast.
One evening as the sun went down behind the 7-Eleven, through the trash came a crackhead walking and selling gold tickets to heaven. For 99 bucks you get eternal life, and that's a bargain, damn it. And with your dough I get to go to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, on a saucer built for three. God told me of his master plan behind the KFC, but the popo picked him up real quick. Seems the gold wasn't legit. With pipes and blow and big cash, you know, and a baby alligator and a wife in tow, there'll be no cocaine planet. Though I'll burn in fire, I'll wear a wire to avoid the time. I'll drop a dime and fly to cocaine planet.
Show that's still pretty great. Then one day his boss came around and said, let's make all your listeners wait, boy. He said, if you want to make cash, we need these rubes to listen to What do we complain about now? No delay, no delay. First I worked at Whole Foods selling lots of cheese. Wanted to be a famous writer like Mr. Tony. Now I spend so many nights just writing entries for my blog. Yes, it's a blog. Although I call my blog a bog, and so I write what Tony says. Turn it into a blog entry and put it out in cyberspace. But I'm still crazy about cheese like cheddar, Stilton, and Gruyere. I love Parmigiano, Reggiano, Swiss, and Camembert. I'm the cheese boy, and Tony's annoyed. But I'll keep writing what he says long as I'm in the Post employ. Those paychecks help me buy the kinds of cheese on which I dine. Feta I crumble, Gouda I pair with some wine. Oh yes, and I will transcribe. Oh, as long as Tony's talking, I know I'll have something to write. And while I'm snacking on some brie, I'll practice my stenography. I will transcribe, I will transcribe, hey.
Grab your bike tight, everyone, as always. Do wear white.
Well, they ask me why I always say wear white. It's the only color that rhymes with bike and night. The color of surrender when you won't give it up. And a color that a bride wears when she won't. It's the knight that saves a damsel in distress. Don't forget Bjork's nightmare of a dress. It's worn by Mr. Clean, Casper the Friendly Ghost, Polar Bears and the Lone Ranger's horse. White sharks, white lies, and Moby Dick the whale. And elephants if you're looking for a sail. Pegasus, a horse that the Greeks claim could fly, and white lightning that makes grown men wanna try. So white's a combination of all the colors. Wear it, and you're wearing all of the others. The reason why I say wear white is if it really matters. Here's a tip of the hat to the Stones and Mick Jagger.
Don't forget, if you're on your bike, wear white.
You've got truffles and I got sage. You got pills and I'm a healthy age. It's alright, we're not the same as you've already shown. It's alright, yes, we all have a room of our own. You're at Nordstrom's buying who knows what. I love shopping in the yards out front. Clubs. I go playing at the big putt-putt. Well, it's alright, we're not the same as the old man has shown. It's alright, yes, we all have a room of our own. You get all those Tootsie Rolls because you ask and then you say such a joke. Well, I can't get the waiter at the restaurant to cater to me. Oh no, 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 no.
I heard from the Marriott organization. It seems I still have an active account. They have to give me credit for my reservations at the Mayflower and the Essex House. They can't give me back all my points. They can't give me back all my points. They can't give me back all my points. But if I tell that man, do you know who I am? I'll get that guest grill. Oh, yeah.
This same day podcast has left me saddened. Where's my forecast of weather that's already happened? I know that now there's no podcast delay. But can I listen tomorrow? Reviews of movies that I just saw. 2-day-old chats about games Tony turned off. Today, at last, sales weasels have been slain. But I'll still listen tomorrow.
That is the quintessential anti-podcast delay song. You know, when the delay ended, that was one of the first ideas I had. Was I'm gonna do something about how, like, I'm still gonna listen to it, you know, a day or two delayed, because that's just how it is. I'm just so used to it. But there's no reason to write that song now, because Ben V did an awesome job with that one. All right, so a lot of times these songs, like that last one there, are done to performance tracks that you can get online. Karaoke tracks where all the instruments and sometimes, unfortunately, even the backing vocals are there singing the original lyrics. But there are a lot of talented folks on TK Jingles doing these parodies, and I wanted to feature four tracks here that kind of show the range. So it's going to go a range from spectacularly talented to middling. So we're going to start with a collaboration, They're Going Down, by Judo Fuse and John Neisminger, which it just, listening to this, you can't believe it was all done, you know, just totally from scratch. Then a jingle that's been about 11 months or so in the making. I think I wrote it last May, and I was going to do a performance track, but my brother, Jeff, his favorite band growing up, other than Michael Jackson, was Silverchair. And so I figured he knows every Silverchair song and probably would want to play and do an awesome job on the backup parts on this one. So I send it over to him, and a year later we get it. So there's some podcast delay jokes and stuff in there. So it's not really relevant anymore, but it's still awesome. Then we have John Welsh with his acoustic Where Is Junior on the acoustic guitar. And then myself, also on acoustic guitar, showing my limited skills with Be My Baby and my kitchen wall of sound. So at the TK Jingles live event in June, it's going to be this varied. There's going to be mostly performance tracks, and then there's going to be a couple of spectacular musicians for a couple of songs, and then a couple of us middling musicians that sing and kind of fake our way through guitar and piano for the rest of it. So enjoy this. Then after this, we're going to have some bonus tunes.
Down, 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 down. Chicks don't care about Army football, do you? So he went into a clothing store and tried on each size 34 until the waistband stretched its length round Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior.
I just found out this show's not on News Channel 8. Next thing you'll tell me, Nigel isn't Mark's real name. I'm recording this jingle in my kitchen because Phil Spector is in prison. I guess I'll wash some dishes while I'm singing Two Birds with One Stone. Oh, Tony, please read us a few emails. Say you'll read some faxes. Read my notes now.
Okay, so getting ready for the TK Jingles live event, I'm focused on trying to put together some extended versions of some classic jingles, along with some new songs that you may not have heard before that we can debut live there. So I wanted to play a little bit of the prep work that's going into that to give you an idea of what that is. It's nothing all that wonderful, but I want to do something different and make it worth coming to, so it's not just me in the corner singing a 20-second Here Comes Tony's Mailbag for 2 hours. So first is going to be a clip of a demo I'm working on to sing as a duet with Michelle about Mike Wilbon. And then one of my all-time favorite jingles, one of the first that I wrote that wasn't really just about the mailbag, but more about Tony and him kvetching about his life, Bitch Like Mr. Tony. I'm going to play an excerpt from that. The extended version is over 4 minutes long. And hopefully just as funny as the original, because that's one of the downsides of parody is that, you know, even with Weird Al, after the first 30 to 60 seconds or so, like, all right, get this joke. Let's not beat this to death. I mean, we get it, which is, I think, one of the geniuses of Trey Parker and those South Park guys. They have so many awesome original songs and parody songs and, you know, comedy songs. And they're all between a minute and no more than 2 minutes. Even from South Park, the movie. I mean, all those songs are so short. And the first time I heard them, I thought, oh, God, it's so disappointing. This is so short. But, you know, the joke loses its thread after a certain amount of time. So you don't want it to really, you can't have like a, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody or, you know, American Pie, you know, full edition for a parody. It probably wouldn't be funny after the first couple of minutes. And then lastly, a Marcy Playground tune, more traditional, just silly Tony asking for free stuff song that I put together to Sex and Candy. Then we'll have a mailbag jingle by my brother Jeff, and then a nice mailbag and get you out of here.
I can show you a house. In fact, I'll show you a dozen. Each one more grand than the others, and I have one that's just for shoes. NBA at halftime, see my name on the marquee. It's right there under Sir Barkley. He's a real good friend of mine. It's Wilbon's world, a new northwestern point of view. We get loads of snow in Chicago, so DC quit complaining. It's Wilbon's world. If you want suits, he's got a few. Even though they're really nice, you'd never wear one twice. That's the kind of thing that only littles. That's the kind of thing. Man, someday I hope you get the chance to bitch like Mr. Tony. And tomorrow he's gonna bitch, and that's a guarantee. And somehow we won't get sick of it. We don't get sick of it. We never get sick of it. Why aren't we sick of it? Picture smiling and then buggers who think they're riding. Has he ever told you all just how much he hates Raju? No, Twitter, he doesn't get it, and he never uses credit. So when he's shopping at the Sears, it's straight cash, homie. Man, someday I hope y'all get the chance like Mr. Tony, to bitch like Mr. Tony, to bitch like Mr. Tony.
Hanging around at home by myself, I'm old and I don't have much time to sit and worry about my health. I want junk food, and I want it all for free, yeah, lots of food, like a pint of mint chip ice cream. Please send me some candy here. My Tootsie Rolls have disappeared. I swear I left a big box there. My collection, the studio needs a lock and key, Nigel. Yeah, 'cause those boxes were for me, weasels.
comes Jerry's mailbag. He's got your emails, faxes, and you know. Actually, that's a lie. Who the hell reads faxes anymore? Buy a pretty shirt, TK Jingles World Tour, for all your friends and anyone you know. Better still, Jerry's mailbag.
All right, got a couple of notes here. The first, I was at the studio in Rockville a week or so ago dropping off some t-shirts to promote the world tour. I'm not sure they were ever mentioned on the show, I think due to the abbreviated schedule this week, but hopefully you did well on the TK Little's bracket and you can get one of those things for free as a consolation prize for not winning. But anyway, I was there, I was chatting with Kevin Sheehan, and he mentioned that he really liked the Lightning Crashes jingle because apparently he's a huge fan of Live. So that was pretty cool. He said anything from Throwing Copper he'd like. So those of you out there looking to do some additional jingles, if you want to suck up to Kevin, just go after Live. And then the Cheese Boy has been writing so many damn articles about the Man Cave. I think he's finally done. But he sent a note. He said the Man Cave name carries me well past any oversaturation concerns. I can't get enough Man Cave. there's only so much you can talk about one topic. So I don't know if those of you local to DC have listened to that show yet, but I don't understand what the rationale is to have that show leading into Tony. It is the... it's just two very, very different demographics. It seems to cater to two different... culturally, it's different. It's just a very different show. The little bit of the Man Cave I've heard, they were talking about getting Manny Petties, and then they were talking about they were having like social justice issues, like needing to have more black coaches in the NCAA, and it was just very different subject matter. And then Chris Paul is making these just like raunchy, lowbrow jokes. They had Andy Pohle on there reading the news, and he walked in like, oh man, here comes the soul train, Andy Pohle, I guess making some white joke. It was just awkward. I can't stand Mike and Mike, but I don't feel like this show's long for the world. Hopefully they get their rhythm and figure something out that can cater to a broader audience. Then in promoting the TK Jingles World Tour, June 27, 2015, and here in just around the corner from Annandale, Virginia, at Kilrise, I was joking that they'll be playing the Hardys in Moselle, Mississippi. As I was looking up locations to have on the back of the shirt or as part of the Kickstarter, I found all these famous stadiums, then I sprinkled in a few stupid things like the Hardys in Moselle. And Pete Carney says, if you have open dates, I hear the basement of the Alamo has openings. Small venue, easy to sell out. I thought that was good. And then Fort Wayne Single Guy says, great Glory Days jingle. Any way you can come to Indiana and be my member guest partner in August. And I'm pretty sure that on the TK Jingles Kickstarter, there's a way that I can be paid to come grill for you. So, I could throw a round of golf in there, I guess. Don't count on me to lower your score. If you're looking for somebody to make you look good, count me in. And then lastly, I had a very TK moment this week. You know, I tend to let things go, and I don't carry a lot of resentment about really anything. But sometimes something happens that just really bothers you. And the one thing that's always really stuck with me with all this jingle thing is Dan Devine of Yahoo, who I don't have that much respect for to begin with, because basically just posts the stupidest, you know, BS on these Yahoo blogs. Anyway, because he always posts stupid garbage and silly YouTube videos, I had shared the Kevin Love LeBron James song last summer, and I was reminded of this because I just completed a demo of that Bitch Like Mr. Tony that you heard an excerpt of there. That's over 4 minutes long. And as I was looking at it, I was reminded of the time that I tried to share that Kevin Love video, and rather than just ignoring me or just doing a retweet like, oh, check out this funny video, Dan posted, "For lovers of 4 minute parody songs," and then a link to my thing, which was like the biggest non-endorsement, you know, middle finger that he could possibly have done. So that was a lovely moment of bitterness that I haven't quite let go. So hopefully that's the only thing I have in common with Tony and his long lingering resentments towards people and things. Anyway, we'll see next week. Maybe I'll be back Monday. Maybe I'll be back on Wednesday. Maybe I'll be back Friday. Who knows? I do want to keep this a regular thing, though, so hopefully we'll settle into a schedule soon. Work has been very busy lately, so trying to balance that plus the two little gals and you know, making sure I've got time for everything. So I will keep doing this. I appreciate your feedback. podcast@tkjingles.com. If you've contributed to Kickstarter, thank you so much. It really is humbling, and I appreciate your support. It's like twice where I thought it would be at this point. So it's very humbling, and again, thank you. So with that said, I will leave you with another silly short jingle that I just kind of wrote on the spur of the moment. And I think it's in the spirit of the intro, which I get the sense that Judo Fuse wrote in about 30 seconds and potentially improvised through some of it. So this is kind of along those same veins. Until next week.
Even though the Nats signed Scherzer, they still lost. It's just like Strasburg. Great pitching, but they still lost. The only one who's hitting is number 34. The only one who scores, he needs his teammates to do a lot more. 'Cause the Nats still lost.
Hey, where were you going just now?
I was on my way to high school.
Perfect. Now you stand up there in front of that microphone and say high school when I point at you. Kid, you're gonna be a big record star.
Ooh-ooh.
Hey, that's good too. Throw that in. Now here we go.
High school, ooh, ooh, high school, ooh, ooh, high school, high school, high school.
Hey, wait a minute. What did you put that on the end for?
Well, it was just a little, you know, embellishment.
Oh, yeah? Well, you keep that up, and the first thing you know, this record will swing. And then where'll we be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, that's the first side.
Isn't that a kind of short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.
Oh,
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
Clyde Ankle.
Perfect.
But I can't sing.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? You got all the requirements. A pretty face and a pompadour.